Alishur Chelek Aleph, Daf Memhei. Yesterday we covered the first part of the chapter, which spoke about the judgment of Rosh Hashanah. The Bavli makes a point that in the judgment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not take into account the future. Even though the person may become a Rasha later on, he's judged as he is. The Rishalmi goes further and seems to imply that we don't take the past into account. And the question then is, what does the judgment then depend on, if not the past? And the answer was that it depends on the future. It depends on the present, the extent to which the person's heart is ready to receive the Shekhinah. It encapsulates what the person is at the moment. So, of course, if a person has prepared for the past year, it's more likely that his heart will be open to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the judgment will be favorable. Nonetheless, it's a Pesach Tikva. The person can put aside the past and fill his heart right now on Rosh Hashanah with aspirations for growth, for development, for closeness to Hashem. So he gave the advice at the bottom of Mem Daled, Bal Nigarer B'Machshavteinu Achrei Avar. At the time of the judgment, we should not allow our thoughts to be dragged towards the past. Uval Neshatet B'Mavayehe Asid, and we should not wander around in desires about the future, life, wealth, whatever it is, but rather to fill that moment with purity. And then we spoke about Skira Achas, the fact that it's one moment, it's one, particularly at the time of Musaf and the time of Kiyas HaShavah, there's one moment when the Shekhinah appears, there's a revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that constitutes the judgment. That's one blow, but the extent to which a person is sensitive to that glow will determine the extent to which his judgment is successful. One point to add here, which the author doesn't do, is all the classical mefarshim do this. There's an obvious apparent contradiction between what we're saying over here and the parsha of Ben Sirer Umoireh. Because there, Ben Sirer Umoireh, Chazal teach us that Nidoin al Shem Seifoi, he's judged based on the expectation of what his end will be. And that's in direct contradiction to what we say about Yishmael. With him we say, Ba'asher hu sham, as he was. He was judged based on that moment when he was a youth, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu judged him as worthy of life, ignoring the fact that later on he would become Hirasha. So do we say Ba'asher hu sham, or do we say Al Shem Seifoi? That's a classical question, and one can investigate that. We're not going to do it now. So you end up Memhei, after the first paragraph with the asterisks. Yemei Rosh Hashanah hinam harishonim shel aseh yemei teshuvah. The days of Rosh Hashanah are the first in the 10 days of teshuvah. Uvechol zeis ein bahem loy vidui v'aflo hazkaras chet kolshi. Nonetheless, there's no vidui on Rosh Hashanah. We do not mention sins at all. Bahem anu misyachadim ach v'rak im alchusei zborach bo'ilam. We stand there with Hashem's kingship in the world, Kabbalas Malchus al Atzmeinu, and make a commitment to accept His kingship upon ourselves. Rak acharei Rosh Hashanah nigashim litaher michatayin. It's only after Rosh Hashanah where we approach the task of purifying ourselves from chatayim. Says the author, Chet machariv eschayenu. Chet lays waste our lives. And the more a person returns to it and repeats it, the more that deviant behavior can become a part of us, a nature. Our essence. Our destiny in life is to live in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to stand in His presence at all times. A chet is exactly the opposite, diametrically the opposite of that ideal. It's a case of distancing ourselves from Him. This is Kabbalistic terminology. We have uprooted our nefesh from its roots above. He doesn't go to explain it in Kabbalistic terms, but that's where it comes from. The nefesh through chet is torn from its roots above. Says the Mishnah Yoma, Omar Rabbi Akiva, Ashreichem Yisrael, You are fortunate, the Jewish people. Who is it that purifies you? Mi mitahir eschem? Avichem sheba shamayim. Shenemai quotes a pasuk, v'zarakti alechem mayim tehorim utharatem. The Navi says, I will pour upon you pure waters and you will become pure. V'oimer mikveh Yisrael Hashem. And another pasuk says, mikveh Yisrael Hashem. Now again, on the simple level, on pshat, the pasuk means that Yisrael can hope to Hashem, mikveh in the sense of hope. So mikveh Yisrael Hashem. Hashem is the one towards whom or in whom we place our hope. But on the level of drush, Rabbi Akiva says, we read it as mikveh. Ma mikveh metayir es hatmeim, just like a physical mikveh purifies the tmeim, af HaKadosh Baruch Hu metayir es Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts as a mikveh for the Jewish people and makes them tahir. Ilmalei haya lanu Yom Kippur levad mikol mitzvot shebatorah. Had Yom Kippur been the only mitzvah in the Torah, haya maspik lanu, it would have been sufficient להכיר כי התורה היא מן השמיים, to recognize that התורה is מן השמיים. יום גדול ונראה כזה אי אפשר לבצע לידי בני אדם. Such a great and awesome day cannot be invented by people. קדושת היום היא כוי גבוהה. The sanctity of the day is so intense, שמבארס כל חית ועבוין ופשע. לשון ביעור, like we do ביעור חמץ. It eliminates, it burns away all transgressions. אם רק האדם רוצה בזה בכל ליבו, if the person wants it with his whole heart. אפילו בחטאים שהתאווה להם היא גדולה עד מאוד, even in those חטאים, where our desire is very great, ואין לנו כל ציור, we cannot even imagine כיצד נוכל לא להסבוס להם, how we can come to a situation where we wouldn't have that lust, have that desire. נגיע בליבנו להסכמה גמורה, a person has to strive to reach complete commitment in his heart, שהקדוש ברוך הוא ישיענו ממנה. והקדוש ברוך הוא should save him from this חית, ויפקיע עויסה מקרבנו. And remove it from our heart, that desire. ונשמח על זה, ולא נסאבל חס וחליל על תאווה שעבדה מאיתנו. These are, I think, profound words. And be happy with this, not to regret the תאווה. This is something that is, as I said, profound. It's sometimes, I think, quite often, a person wants to have that hunger, wants to have that desire for a particular thing. And it's very difficult just to reach that first stage that the author is speaking about, that commitment, just to get to a stage where you will not want it. Even that is difficult. But that is the first stage. Rak al yeush, one should not despair. Ven avoid as avoidasenu b'yom ha'kadosh, ze me'im kadeliba. One should do the avoidah on this day, from the depth of one heart, without a doubt that our tshuva will be accepted. Bal nachshiv, we should not think she'anachnu ketanei hadoris, that we, this small generation, lo nuchal leagi lidei dargos teshuva, that we cannot achieve any levels of teshuva. Uval nisya'ish me'teshuva, we should also not despair of it. Bir'oisenu ki bechol shana, when we see that every year achrei yom kippurim shuv anu nichshalim b'chatayim, after Yom Kippur, things tend to return to how they were before, and people stumble. Aleinu lahakir tova l'mabit, zechonah livracha. So we should be grateful to the mabit, shebi'er lanu b'sifoi beis elokim shnei yesodeis eile. He explains the following two fundamental ideas in his sefer beis elokim. Let's see. Here's the quotation, v'acha shenizba'er inyan teshuva. Says the mabit, after we've explained the concept of teshuva, ki charata va'aziva sechet. It encompasses remorse and a commitment to leave that error. Neimar ki einem kishar mitzvois. We have to say that teshuva is not like other mitzvois. Shehoizev chelek ha-mitzvah en lo chelek schar mitzvah. In other mitzvois, when a person neglects part of the mitzvah, he doesn't get a reward for it. Kamo yesh hatomayim is an example. Mitzvas tzitzis yubedalet kenafois. The mitzvah is to place tzitzis on the four corners of the garment. Ve'hoiseh tzitzis begimel kenafois levad. If a person would put on the tzitzis on three corners, einu miskeyim gimel chelkei mitzvah. We don't say that he's fulfilled three quarters of the mitzvah. Sheri dalet tzitzis me'akvin ze'esezeh. The dalet tzitzis are all indispensable. Each one is necessary for the mitzvah. Ve'rei kilo lo yasa shum davar. It's as if he's done nothing whatsoever. There's no point in it. The ulama teshuva, it's different when it comes to teshuva. Gam ki eina shelema. Even if it is not perfect and whole, ad shetiye becharata leshavar vazivasachet lasid. Even it doesn't encompass complete remorse and a complete commitment to leave the chait. Im kol ze, nonetheless, hacharata levad. Even if a person only expresses remorse and regret, bli azivasachet, without a total commitment, mo'il k'tzas, it has some effect. I don't know if it's proportional, pro rata, but it has some effect. V'chen azivasachet b'lichrata, similarly, if a person commits himself to stop doing what he has been doing without sufficient and appropriate regret, it has some effect. That's from Shara Teshuvah Perek Yud Beis in Sefer Beis Elokim. So that's one fundamental idea. The second one, says the Mabit, Ra'uy leva'er inyan teshuvah sheshav adam b'chol shana v'shana. It's appropriate to explain this concept of teshuvah, that we do this year in and year out. V'chozer achakach l'mashachatan. Often, we revert to the same behavior. So one does the teshuvah, and one's sincere, and nonetheless, one returns to it later on. Im to'ila teshuvah she'asa l'avonos ha'kodmim. Does teshuvah here help when it comes to the previous sins, when afterwards he returns? Gam ki chazah ha'kach l'chatoi ha'sam ha'chatoim, if he goes back to his previous mode of behavior. Or im no'imahu, are we to say, shekevan shechazar l'ma shechata, we could say that if a person returns, reverts to his previous behavior, that's an indication that his teshuvah was not complete and sincere. It didn't make a true commitment to leave those chataim and avoinois, since we see that he returned to it. There are two sides to it, and certainly both of them are plausible. The Oimah says the Mabit, I say, it seems from the words of Chazal, when a person does teshuvah, and he does make a sincere commitment not to do it again, Hashem Yisborach ma'avir chatase b'tshuvah zeis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu removes his chataim with his teshuvah. He wipes them away. Ve'im achakach chozer l'chatoi. If afterwards it happens that he reverts to his chait, Yetzer harau shepita oisei mechadash lachazor l'mashachata. So we say, he was, again, he made a mistake. He was seduced by the Yetzer hara. Nonetheless, lo yu achataim akodvim chuzrim ne'irim. We don't say that the previous chataim now come to the fore, achrei shehizbatlu b'tshuva akodemes, having been negated and eliminated with his previous tshuva. So that tshuva wiped away whatever was in the past. What happens in the future will happen. But we don't use the halachic case of chozer v'ne'oyer, like we have in Hilchos Tuma or other things like that, that suddenly things from the past now arise. Those are the two points that the Mabit makes. Says the author, Manifla'a avidazi. How wondrous is this avidah? He quotes Rabbi Israel, Lagdil etzleinu, etzloi bechinas yom kippurim, me'at gavo yaseh b'madgas teshuvah. To work to elevate the level of Yom Kippur a little bit, Kilshon Rabbeinu Gaon Rabbi Yisrael Salanter in his letters, Mechtav Yudalad. Hazeiche livchinas ma shel Yom Kippur. A person who achieves some aspect of Yom Kippur, he utilizes it to some extent, yoytze mimenu kivriya chadasha, he emerges from it like a new being. Hu maschil es chayav mamash mechadash. He begins his life literally anew. Sheifas chayav mischadeshes leteiva. His aspirations are renewed for good. Devarim shenichshal bohem, nim yoyser chokim imenu. Things that he had in the past stumbled in become more distant. He doesn't forget them, but they're more distant now, they're more alien to him. Beyachasoy el chavirav ukroivav, in his interactions with friends, relatives, maschil perek chadash, he begins a new chapter. Belimudoy uv mitzvoisav umischazek, in his learning and his mitzvois, the person becomes stronger. Bemidoisav zorech uirish Yom Kippur, in his midois, the light of Yom Kippur shines, umeyasher es ashay amuvas, and straightens that which was distorted. Haloizesi ha'avuda ha'yikariz shel erev Yom Kippurim. This idea of new relationships, that's the main avuda of erev Yom Kippur. Le'asei kol ta'anois ukpedes, to remove all sorts of claims and annoyances, aledei pius uvakashas michil abai, both forgiving and seeking forgiveness. Umilo yefachel enocha halacha, who cannot be stirred in front of this halacha that we all are aware of. Averoiz sheben adam lachaveroiz, those transgressions between people, ein yom kippurim mechaper ad sheyaratzis chaveroiz. Yom Kippurim has no effect until the person first appeases his fellow. Hare meikarim meikari yom kippurim. One of the essential elements of Yom Kippur is leshaper es hayachasim ben adam lachaveroiz, to improve our relationships with other people. Uchvar amar pa'am Maran haChafetz Chaim bidrasha lifnei Ne'ilah. It's known that Chafetz Chaim once said, just before Ne'ilah, Bo uru achai, come and see my brothers, kama gadol la'inyan letakenes atzmenu b'yom kippurim. How great it is, this concept of improving ourselves in Yom Kippur, bidvarim sheben adam lachaveroi, specifically in matters of relationships. Vari kol tefilasenu b'Ne'ilah, at the end of Ne'ilah, the climax of it is lema'an nechdal me'oishek yodeinu, so that we should cease stealing. That's like the apex of the Ne'ilah. We should not stumble anymore in the issue of taking. So there's an emphasis of here of Ben Adam Lachaviroi. How much a person should do tshuva in those few moments, bidvarim sheben Adam Lachaviroi. So thus far we've discussed Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Now going back in time. Yamim noiroim ka'eile dorshim achana. These days require preparation. Now this is not a contradiction to what we said about Rosh Hashanah, that we have this Pesach Tikva. Yerushalmi speaks about filling the present with a sincere desire. But we said already then, of course, that a person who has prepared throughout the year for Rosh Hashanah, well, his heart will be that much more ready to receive the Shekhinah. It's true that if a person hasn't done that, then there's still the ability to fill the present, to fill Rosh Hashanah with a sincere desire to improve. But of course it is preferable to work towards that throughout the year. And therefore there's no contradiction to what we said before and what we're saying now. Yamim noraim ka'ele dorshim achana. These such awesome days require preparation. Yemei elul, yemei ratzonim. Yemei elul are days of goodwill. Yemei hatzlacha rabba lemi shechefzo ba'aliyah. These are days of great success for somebody whose desire is to grow. Ha'id Rabbeinu Hagaon Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, Rabbi Yisrael testified, Milefonim kashe yodati, in previous times, I know from personal experience, kol ish achazei pelatzeis mikol akorei kodesh elul. Each person would be gripped with trembling when the month of Elul came about, when it was announced. Ha'charadol halazei nas'a piryah. This trembling, this realization bore fruit in motivating people to draw nearer to Hashem, each person in his own way. In previous times, when Elul was announced, people were gripped with trembling and it had an effect. Mao tiva achana, what is the quality of preparation? Rabbi Yisrael mevaer zos biktzara b'michtavo. He explains it briefly in his letter. Udvarav mehavi ma'apecha. His words constitute a revolution. Not only with respect to preparation for Yamim Noraim, his words are relevant to all Avodas Hashem. Ve'eile devarav sham. He writes as follows. Achein bichlal nida afkein yisei nirin. We know in general and experience teaches us. Liyois oived Hashem Yisbarach shemoy gam b'madagan nisa'a b'li limud ha-musari. That it's impossible, even if a person is oived Hashem in an exalted level, one needs to have limud musar. Achein ha'isapchus meira letoive, b'li musari. To transform from bad to good without the injection of musar, hikmoi bakasha sariya b'li ayin u'shmea b'li ozen. It's like seeking to have vision without an eye or hearing without an ear. One doesn't have the tools. Ve'lazeis kasevu ha'poiskim. That's why the poskim write, asher b'yamim ha'noraim alalu, that in these awesome days, eis ha'achana lavo el ha'mishpat b'rosh ha'shana, the time when we prepare to come to judgment, of Yoyser Achanal Yom Kippur, and even more so preparation for Yom Kippur. Asher ein dai bo'eres ha'esek gadol lifnei Adam. We cannot explain sufficiently how much there is to do. Lachines atzmo lifnei bo'i, in terms of preparation before the days come. Those are his words. The author now paraphrases. Hare yachoil adam liyos oved Hashem. In that first line, Rabbi Yisrael said, a person can be an oved Hashem. Uv madrega gvayeha, on a high level. Umidoisav haraois bimkoiman uimidois. And nonetheless retain his midois rois. A person can be very punctilious in mitzvois and very accomplished in his learning and nonetheless not be worthy. Who does not understand that the ikar is to transform ourselves from bad to good? It's not possible without learning Musar. Furthermore, who does not understand, we have to prepare for the days of judgment. What is that necessary preparation? Certainly, we would say in general terms, to leave behind or to extricate ourselves from the ra, lishtanot merelatev, to change from bad to good. However, practically, there's an imperative therefore to be involved in musar. Ki ishtanus atzmis badam li musar, to change oneself, which is so difficult, to do that without musar, hi kevakasha sarayah bli enayim, is, as Rabbi Yisrael put it, like seeking to have vision without eyes. B'maase, as far as in practice, nishtadel liskenen likras Rosh Hashanah, we should try to prepare for Rosh Hashanah. Al yaday yisamtzus yaseira bidvarim sheyesh bahem mishum kabalas ol machus shamayim. This is very practical and advanced and makes sense. Rosh Hashanah is about kabalas ol machus shamayim. So let's try to make an effort in things that have an element of kabalas ol machus shamayim, beikar bekiyas shema. That would be a good way to prepare in a law, to pay more attention, to focus on kiyas shema. Lechaven b'pasuk ha'ishon kadin, to have the correct kavanos as is required by halacha. U'mitoich kavanah shlema, but beyond the basic understanding of the words, to have a sincere intent lekabel al atzmenu ol malchus hizbarach, to actually accept upon yourself Hashem's kingship. That's one practical way in which one can prepare through elul. Furthermore, u'ma me'oid alenu lezeher, how much we have to be careful. Mishne zehirus be'elul, an extra measure of care in a law. And we hope that that will then extend throughout the year. We should be extremely careful from what Chazal say, that the four categories who will not deserve, who will not be worthy of seeing the divine countenance. And in particular, one of those kitos are so that we should not be part of this group whose sins of speech undermine our position in Yom HaDin. That's one of those groups. V'yuyan b'maharasha, seita daf memes amud alef, maharasha there, speaks al kas leitzim, that's the second group. There's no good word for it, leitzim, scoffers, cynics, shenema, the pasuk tells us, mashach yedes leitzim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu withdraws from the Leitzim. That's why Chazal count them as one of those groups who will not merit to receive the divine presence, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu withdraws from them. Umva'er, HaMeva'er, the Maharsha explains, Uperesh HaKasuv T'chilasoy Yoy Malkenu Shirosh Hashanah. The Maharsha explains the pasuk that the Gemara is dealing with refers to Rosh Hashanah V'Yom HaKippurim V'chule, She'az HaKadosh Baruch Hu Malkoy Shel Olam, in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears and manifests himself as the king. The ministers begin to plead for mercy. But the king withdraws from these cynics, not to bring them into his domain, even in the place of judgment. These are really frightful words. That kas leitzim aren't even brought into the judgment, Rahman al-Itzlan, over Meizku. If they're not even brought into the judgment, they're not even given the opportunity to ask for mercy, then the situation is really dire. So that's another practical way, another practical approach, to be careful throughout Elul with issues of speech, Lashon Hara, and Leitzanus. Furthermore, Milevad, because it's besides all of this, Avoida gdoila b'mei achanai. A great avoida in these days of preparation is lismaser l'tikun midoseinu, to devote ourselves to improvement of midois. kegoin lo lichois ve lo lakpikla, not to be angry or not to be annoyed at all. Ubifrat be'etzem yadin, especially during the days of judgment, bal nikashel chas v'chalila b'midois ro'ezel, we should not stumble in these terrible midois. Say Chazal in Rosh Hashanah, ha'ma'avir al midoisav, ma'avirinu al kol pesha'av. This is ma'avir al midoisav, and Rashi explains that is not medakdek to give back, to pay back anyone who's harmed him. So ma'avirin al kol b'sha'av. Na'avoid, should do the avodah niskenina, prepare bli ye'ush, without despair, bli atzvus b'atzvanuz, without depression and without anxiety. Nidechena me'al atzmenu esa behala ve'ameuma tokfo eses kol adam b'erev Rosh Hashanah. We should cast away from ourselves the confusion, the chaos that afflict us on Erev Rosh Hashanah. And this is something that I think is familiar to everyone. It's a busy day, and there's so much to do, and it's the slichois and the hateras nedarim, and one has to help at home. And the day is just characterized with balagan, often. It's just, that of course is not the ideal state of mind to be in a Rosh Hashanah. But that requires preparation to know that this is the nature of the day. When a person is forewarned, is forearmed. When you know that the day is like that, that the davening is different, and typically the shul is upside down, things are being prepared, so one's not davening in the right place, and the order is all different. All of that undermines our preparation. But if a person is aware of that and knows this is what's coming, to try and maintain that calm and serenity on Erev Rosh Hashanah, Venis azer besimcha likas elokeinu, and davka fill the day with joy in going towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As the psukim say, when we blow Ashrei ha'am yodei teruah, fortunate is a nation who knows about the blowing. Hashem be'or panecha yalechun, they walk by the light of your countenance. Beshimcha yegilun kol hayom, in your name they will rejoice throughout the day of tzidkascha yarimu. Ki siferes uzamu ato v'yotzenchat arum karninu. These psukim connote a joy, a sense of closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a sense of exaltation, and that is really the correct frame of mind with which to enter Rosh Hashanah. Adkan.